We're very excited because today, on the 22nd of April, we're going to be doing two activities to mark Earth Day. One of them is about protecting the Earth from the perspective of sanitation. We're very excited to be starting an extension of our public space cleaning. We will, for the first time, have almost 1,000 young people on the streets of Freetown doing public space cleaning. And that's really an important part of protecting the Earth, because improved sanitation means you're able to keep waterways clean, you're able to prevent flooding, and you really improve the quality of life of people. The other thing that I'm going to be doing later on in the afternoon, which is equally as exciting, is visiting some of our tree planting, particularly mangrove planting down at Coco Bay, which is an area where 40,000 trees, mangroves have been planted. And we will, by June, be planting double that. And this falls under our hashtag Freetown, the Tree Town campaign of planting 1 million trees. And again, it's not just planting, it's growing. So just like with the sanitation work, we have also and will continue to be creating jobs for young people. So on this Earth Day, it's about keeping our environment clean. It's about planting more trees, planting more mangroves, and creating green jobs in the process.
So, Mayor, you talk about sanitation. It seems that many African cities have a problem with solid waste management. Is this a problem also for your city, Freetown? And how are you dealing with that?
It is definitely a major challenge. And like you rightly say, it's one that plagues many cities, not just in Africa, but across the world. We have also strengthened our bylaws. And in this week coming, we'll be seeing those updated bylaws, which will bring in stronger measures, more clarity around sanitation breaches for residents. You need to change behaviors as part of improving a waste management system, and having laws in place is an important part of that. But another part of that is the change that we're going to be doing in terms of household waste collection. Between now and the end of the year, we're doing a radical overhaul of our waste management processes, where the city will be stepping in and having the private contractors work with us or through us, as opposed to having it being done directly private contractors to residents. And this is, again, part of ensuring that there's greater enforcement, greater consistency, and that we can measure cover. So there are definitely massive challenges, particularly where we have a city with 82 informal settlements. Collecting waste in informal settlements that are hard to reach, have been built without proper planning, and that's a challenge for the city generally. Unfortunately for us, public land use planning and building permitting are not mandates that the city currently holds. They're currently held by the Ministry of Land.
So before I let you go, Mayor, here in the United States, some municipalities are working hard to curtail the use of plastic. What is it like for you in your city?
The use of plastic is a major problem, and I'm aware that the government has been looking at a plastics policy. From our perspective, what we've now introduced, I'm really excited to say that we launched this 2 weeks ago. We now have the first of our 6 transfer stations open, where we're doing plastic sorting in order to provide better supply chain to those organizations who are recycling plastic. So that process of sorting and separation will be amplified and expanded as we operationalize the other 5 transfer stations that we have. So sorting of plastic and helping to get it through a supply chain to the organizations. And we have 2 major organizations who are using plastic to create roofing materials and building materials. So we're not in a position to ban plastic. That's a national government mandate. But we certainly are in a position to reduce the prevalence of plastic in our waterways, in our communities, in our waste, through helping with the sorting and the diversion of plastic to those who can use it and turn it into a valuable product.
Mayor Aki Soyo of the great city of Freetown, Sierra Leone, it's so nice to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and happy Earth Day.
Same to you.